Afghanistan, where he'd been for 18 months. He was driving down Harry Hines Boulevard, parallel to the freeway, Simmons Freeway, and he saw this open limousine driving down that freeway at about 100 miles an hour. At an incredible speed, he knew something was wrong. He was 5 minutes in the hospital, or less. He wasn't even on duty. Happened to be on duty. Sir?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
But 25 years, he knew something was up, so he immediately rushed to the hospital. And immediately walked in and started operating in the emergency room.
He went right to you.
Came right to me, not to the person, because he was dead.
I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, I knew it.
Did they know he was there? Oh, is that the first person
to show? Mr. President, I knew he was dead before I became unconscious. I was lying down in Nellie's lap like this, and she had her head on top of me, and I had my eyes open. And I heard that bullet hit his head. And immediately, it was brain matter. Now, I know brain matter. It was all over the car. Chunks of brain as big as the end of my thumb. Blood, brain tissue, and I knew he was dead. Well, there couldn't be any possible way he could live. Anyway, then I blanked out and came to at the hospital.
But this doctor
was one of the two pioneers of thoracic surgery in the United States, 25 years before. All during the war, he operated on chest wounds. And that's what I had. And he said if you hadn't crumpled, you might have suffocated. Because in the battlefields, we used to stick a hat or a shirt or anything in a chest wound, just to close it, to keep them from breathing, from trying to breathe through the chest. You don't get any air in the oxygen in the bloodstream. Said you were bleeding so profusely, if you'd been 5 minutes before from the hospital, you'd bled to death. So, I'm a lucky fella.
Crazy damn assassin. Did you get anybody like her when I was coming here?
I got to get over that machine over it on this
15 years.
Excuse me just a second. I'm going to tell her to come over and I'll be over here.
Yeah, why don't you go on here? I'll be there about a quarter after. Anyway.
All right, she's at the office now. She'll meet her.
John?
Yes?
Why don't you have her just meet you here?
Well, no, that's what I thought I'd do. Just tell her to come on. I'll meet her to the diplomat in a second.
Good. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I think it's going very well, sir. We have continual fighting in the 2 Corps area, but the 2 regiments of the 23rd Division are doing damn well. They're really racking them up. They got 200 more enemy today.
Yes, sir.
The I-Corps situation, although I see the goddamn TV has been cynical about the Marines coming back so quickly, that was the way they were scheduled to do it. There are two attacks out from to the west and at Bastogne, and now they've gone beyond Bastogne to the first little fire base they lost. So they're patrolling way out and they've killed enemy. The Anlock situation is still a little fuzzy because they're getting attacks by fire, but the...
Are we still bombing there?
Yes, sir, very heavy in there. The 21st Division is now about 7 kilometers south of Anlock, so it looks like they should break through within the next day or two. And I think that'll be a good change there. There's still quite a bit of heavy action over by the Paris Peak in 3 Corps, and we're doing extremely well there. They just keep killing about 50 to 100 a day there. So I think the ground situation looks quite good. I'm not optimistic about the 2 Corps, but God, the last 2 days they've done exceptionally well. The difference is the enemy's not firing the kind of artillery he fired in 2 Corps. So these people come forward and it's flat open ground and we're picking them up and attriting them before they get to the positions.
Good.
The morale.
And Missouri, how's the morale?
I think the morale is riding very, very high. Obviously in I Corps the morale is very high, and 2 Corps now where they were so damn beat down as a result of these last 2 days. These people are really aggressive and feel very confident. I think the ground situation is beginning to turn.
How about the situation in our, we're still hitting the railroads in all directions?
Still hitting them, sir. As you know, we're going to cut down Saturday morning in the Hanoi area. But they'll keep hitting Haiphong, so they're going to hit in close in Hanoi to the bridge there. That's about 5 kilometers from the center of town.
We didn't talk about those.
I think
just want to be sure we don't have them slip down in our court, that instead of hitting away, they might try to surprise us and go into Penang or someplace else, because these patrols and these forces have gone way out today, and they really did run into some enemies, but not sizable numbers. I know Mr. Laird was talking about this morning, and he's been in touch with Abrams. Be damn sure that there aren't any surprises that pop up.
Oh, that's not against.
Against us.
We can have some surprises.
Yes, sir.
Let's face it. This is the most important thing to do out there. Anything was, I don't care whether it was tanks or anything we do, it would be just something they didn't expect.
What I'd like to see is some do an air mobile operation that gets way behind the enemy in the way area. And now they've gone north not too far, but they put these damn B-52s in there before them, and they don't fight. Their morale is broken for a period. If these guys move in rapidly, they can really shock them.
Yeah, they can just get in B-52s and they might find there's more.
I'd like to see them do that at Anlock by going beyond Anlock, catch these bastards when they start moving north again.
Well, it's a whole lot different from what it was a week ago today.
It's very different. Yes, it is. The enemy's either been hurt or he's just laying low beyond the point that I think makes any sense. Especially in 3 Corps, because the rains are going to, he's only got really another week to 2 weeks before he's in trouble. I think he shot his wad on Anlock, and I think that is going to prove to be a very decisive battle, which the South has won.
Yeah, that comes down to I Corps.
Yes, sir. Comes to I Corps.
Well, we've got pretty good troops in there.
Good troops. They performed very well, and today they've been out to the west instead of to the north. It's not as spectacular because they went out on the ground.
Sorry. But maybe more effective.
Sir.
Well, anything that Abrams can now think of that is unusual has a hell of a surprise. Anything. Very dramatic effect of this battle right now. And I know what it is, but
the thing I'd really like to see, sir, is a good strong raid up in North Vietnam by the South Vietnamese.
Anyway.
That's probably the OS a plan for this now this week.
They could get in North Vietnam, it would have a dramatic effect on this whole damn battle.
Oh God, it really that's what I think. Even though we're just a small raid in force. If they did it around the Vin area, I think we'd get all the psychological boost we could stand. I think it would drive the enemy right up. They'd be just scared to death. They'd move that 325th down. They've been identified down in I Corps, south of the DMZ. So,
but maybe our guys don't want to take that risk, and that's the problem. They just don't want to run the risk of living there.
I think he was just afraid to take the kind of troops that kind of an operation requires out of the line down south. But we gave him some, we identified some people for Admiral McCain. McCain's had people out in St. Pack or out in Saigon planning for Abrams, so he didn't get distracted from the main business. We're supposed to have an answer back.
Be surprised at the fact that it could have that much tank. Like this movement of, moving those Orient or whatever it was, the airborne and the route Orient, whatever the press says, screw it. But just to do something has a hell of a dramatic effect on this whole computer.
Well, I agree, and we get good press from it here at home. It keeps everybody quiet. The retaking of those bases in 2 Corps last night has helped. That's gotten good press.
Right. But I guess there's really more we can do.
carrier. We've got these more squadrons will be going in, but they're going to go into Thailand. And,
that's better.
So we don't get the static from opening up the base. I think we're going to see a real turn here.
You're ready to bash out.
Yes, sir. I do. I'm just getting increasingly confident.
Maybe with the heading of the car. The car must be worried about that. They've got them cut off Cambodia. They're now cut off from Ceylon, but to get the hell out of those rail lines.
Well, they've done a better job in bombing than the 3 weeks, 4 weeks we've been at it now than they did in 2 years before.
Right. You think they really are getting those bridges?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's got the pictures of them. I gotta get some over so you can see what they do.
Good to meet you, put up the press.
That one bridge has been a major psychological barrier, and Hanoi just bragged about it about a month ago that we've been unable to ever get it.
And do you think that's been damaged, or?
Yes, sir, they dropped the whole span. It sits in the water.
Hit it again.
I do.
Again.
These bastards are really beginning to get hurt at home now.
Well, you know all the military things. You know, a little surprise, something different,
I've read your memo very carefully on the Churchill. Exactly right. There's no question about
it. Brilliant move. Well, nobody thought it mattered, but it had an enormous effect on the enemy. We're working. Really.
You know, I was
thinking a little bit tank attack.
I was a note taker when General MacArthur briefed Incheon to the Joint Chiefs of Staff who went to Tokyo.
No.
And every one of them was against it, except for the Navy Admiral Sherman.
Who?
Admiral Sherman, who has since died. He was a great man.
We'll
support you. The rest of them, Collins, Bradley, Vandenberg, said absolutely not. And he just stood up. MacArthur listened to all this for an hour. He stood up and he said, gentlemen, he said, I'm landing at Incheon September 13th, where you have a new commander here, and walked out. And they all collapsed.
Bradley. Read that memorandum carefully, because I know it's right.
It is right.
No, not in the same way you use tanks, I don't know what you use. Surprise.
Do the unexpected.
It's different.
Got to do the
unexpected. Abrams, you understand. He's a good guy. He was a.
He does have
Abrams. Abrams is the guy who served under Patton. Patton didn't do anything but the numbers, did he?
No, he didn't. And Abrams was his number one guy. He led every attack.
You ready to deal Abrams the rest of her up now, or maybe?
I think, I know Abrams has gotten the message. I can tell the way he's using the B-52.
The gold is off, of course.
And that's the best thing we ever did, is to send that guy out there.
Really?
He's young. He knows your thing.
How old is he?
I think he's just 50.
Good. And he's a gun-ho, beat the bastards.
Yes, sir.
Understand now, we're not to hold the line, we're now up to win. That's the thing they've got to get across, we're up to win. I really mean it.
Well, that's what they want.
Kick them in the ass. If they start to retreat, if they pause, mainly when there's quiet, hit them when it's quiet. Hit them when it's quiet. I don't want to believe them.
attrition. I just don't know how the hell they put up with it. I really don't. Now they're now up at where the estimates are about 34,000 killed of the enemy.
Right, that means 80,000 to 90,000.
That's right.
Okay.
And just there's no way they can take that. No way.
Talk about taking it away, it's going to be a hell of a problem for them.
I think it's going to be a problem. I think when they come in, they're going to be tough, but I think we have the power now. We've got all your air assets are over there, and we're just really getting the full benefit of that in the last 2 weeks.
When will the extra carrier get there?
It's there. Oh, now there's the seventh carrier. I think will be another 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
But it's primarily to protect against any Soviet monkey business in the submarine.
Everybody knows it's on the way.
Well, they haven't announced that one yet. Now, that'll be out probably tomorrow. They announced the arrival of the Saratoga.
Announced the Saratoga that it's on the way to. Yeah. Psychology is very important. We're reporting it now.
They had, on the news tonight, they announced the arrival of three more destroyers, a cruiser, and they mentioned a sixth carrier. It's just now got announced that it's arrived. So that's a psychological. Well, and then we get to these others.
Good enough, another one's on the way.
Okay.
Well, we can go an hour before now. We can do this broadcast. Damn world has changed a bit, hasn't it?
It's changed. It's changed for the better. And I can tell you know, my son is a plebe at West Point. He said the night you gave the speech, the kids started yelling in the barracks.
Did they?
And they weren't quiet until 3 in the morning.
Really?
That's right.
Marvelous. It stirred them up. It
stirred them up. The whole place, he said, it's just a new place.
Great. That's good. Yeah, those guys think good. And David told me that on the ship he was on, Christ, they all yelled and screamed all night. And they were yelling. They said, thank God we're going to finally do something.
I haven't. You know, even Saturday night I saw the Swiss ambassador, and his wife said, you know, you won't be told, but she said, everyone in the diplomatic corps here, even the Iron Curtain people, are solidly behind this. They think America has demonstrated for the first time the kind of leadership that they want and expect of in this war. It was really a festering problem.
They wondered if we really would put it to them, and then we did.
Put it to them, and they're all damn glad. And then I think, you know, the Romanian was there. He didn't like it, but he knew what it was, why it was done, and why it was necessary.
Bomb the bastards. Maybe sit in there and all the way from there will bomb.
52 is never, it's either 74 or 75 every day. That's a nice effort, yes, sir.
We're all hitting at 52s.
Well,
3-car, 2-car, high hardware.
Now the heaviest ones are in 2-car because they're under attack at Compton. But he did that 3-day where he masked everything. We didn't get a read that way because we had 2 half-days. But he put the massive effort, except for 18 in I-Corps one day. He put 18 down because of the Anlock battle. So he had 75 less 18. He had 75 in 3-Corps at Anlock, and then he had 75 in 2-Corps. So he's done that concentration thing and moved right up. Now, tomorrow is scheduled to be pretty well split with the major effort in 2-Corps.
You don't really need 2-Corps to be safe, huh?
Oh, I do, yes, sir. I think they're only going to get a best contour now. If they take it, that's as far as they'll go, I think. But right now, I'm encouraged that they've held 2 days against pretty heavy attacks and turned them back. Without a major, they lost 2 little bases, which they retook immediately. So,
is it taking Bastogne, meaning that Bastogne? I'm sorry, they can't hold it, but taking it means something psychologically.
It means a great deal because they killed a couple of hundred people doing it, and they got a lot of ammunition. They knocked out a regimental command post where they put a B-52 right on top of this damn thing. They got all the communications equipment. But I don't think the enemy's really concentrated yet for that battle. They're getting beat up so bad, they're staying back in these valleys in little groups. And when they attack, then they'll do it overnight. They'll assemble overnight and come in.
Okay, the valleys.
We hit them, but it's a little tougher to find them.
It's
a little tougher. Yes, sir, but not there. The real in 2-Corps and 3-Corps.
3-Corps,
it'll come. I've come there. Haven't been able to do a damn thing in 4-Corps. So I think we might have done it without going up north.
No.
But
I don't think so.
We would never have made it in August, which would have been the worst time.
Yeah, now they're going to have all the time in August.
Yeah,
we'll have to do it.
Yeah, this war is going to be settled. This war is going to be settled. Yes, sir.
Got to be settled.
Yes, sir. That's the decisiveness of the action, because we might get all the political things in a win situation we'd want in the South, but they're going to be so weak. And we don't have such a restraint on them that we're getting more flexibility to accept less satisfactory political terms. Because they're going to think twice before.
Right now, they won't.